World's Conscious Broadcasting Network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio. The voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Fourth Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am a certified Shea Parker Best American Psychic, a medium, and an angel intuitive. You can learn more about my services at www.vickysnyder.com. I spell my name V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R. You can even book a private reading with me either in person, phone, or Skype right through my website. I have some really exciting news to share with everyone tonight. I became a co-owner of a new small metaphysical shop in Rochester, New York, where I live, and it's called Spirit and Crystal Connections. I'm very excited, and I'd hope you check us out on Facebook at Spirit and Crystal Connections. So now I'm very happy and excited to introduce my special guest tonight. She is a four-time author. Her name is Jenny LaSala. And I will tell you that her first book, which is called My Family Compass, was published in 2012. So she's been very busy. And it was published under the pen name of Ann Stone to heal from family dysfunction. Then in 2013, she published her 101st Airborne Father's Wartime Letters in the book Comes a Soldier's Whisper. And that was the opening for the door for her expansion to veteran advocacy, compassion, and understanding PTSD within her own family and others. So Vietnam and Beyond is her third book, and that was honored as a finalist for the 2015 Eric Hoffer Book Award and was co-authored with Jim Markson, her former spouse and a Vietnam veteran. Jenny's first children's book, When Daddy Comes Home, became available in May of 2015 and addresses the challenges faced when Daddy returns, changed by the war experiences. So Jenny has become a voice for veterans. She has a very active Facebook page named Comes a Soldier's Whisper, where veterans and family members from all wars can share their stories and get support from one another. Jenny's a fascinating speaker. We've just been talking for the last hour here, and just fascinating. I think you're going to be very inspired by listening to her. And she has a great passion for veterans and helping to help them heal and feel empowered. You can visit Jenny at her Facebook page, again, Comes a Soldier's Whisper, or her website, which is www.jennylasala.com. And how you spell that is J-E-N-N-Y-L-A-S-A-L-A. So check her out on Facebook and her website. So welcome, Jenny, to the show. How are you tonight?
Thank you for having me. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good. So I guess we'll get right into it. So I know we were just talking, and you did not go to school or train to be an author, but yet here you are. You have actually five published books, but I only mentioned four, so we can talk about the fifth one later. But how did that all happen for you? Because I know you were telling me that you kind of worked in customer service and in different areas, and now you're this published author.
Well, it's been a lifetime journey. I think that I've been preparing for this my whole life without realizing it. This all came about after my parents passed away. I began blogging to heal from my personal family dysfunction. And, you know, it's a very private thing. I didn't have anyone to speak to or talk to about it. So I decided to blog. And within a month, I had 2,000 followers. And I was just completely taken aback that people were reading about my personal experiences within my own family and family dysfunction, and how I chose, and it is a choice, how I chose to open my eyes to it and to heal from it. That's when I recognized that I had something going there, and I knew that within the year I was going to publish a book. And I, of course, a year later, I had the manuscript and published My Family Compass. I called it My Family Compass for a specific reason. I liked the word compass. All families do have a compass, but my family's compass was all off skew. It was off kilter. And I wanted to find a way to get back on course. And I feel that I've accomplished that, but with a lot of soul searching and a whole life of living with a lot of experiences. So I published that in 2012. And then, as you said, I published Comes a Soldier's Whisper, my father's wartime letters from World War II that my mother had kept. And after reading those letters for the first time, I'd always known about the letters but never really read them. And when I put them in order, I realized that those letters were not just love letters. They were telling a story with a beginning, middle, and an end. And I got to know my father for the first time as an 18-year-old young man. And it opened my eyes, because as I read his letters, and anyone who might want to read the book Comes a Soldier's Whisper, it'll take you back in time to that greatest generation. But you'll also read the changes in this young soldier before he goes off to war, changing after his first battle. And then after the war, that's when his anger set in. And those are some of his finest, finest letters, because the censorship was lifted and he was able to talk with his real feelings about what he had gone through and endured. And it really opened my eyes to recognize that I did come from a family of veterans without really having given it much thought. My grandfather, on both my maternal and paternal sides, fought in the Civil War. My father was a 101st Airborne Paratrooper in World War II. My former spouse, a Vietnam veteran, my brother did two tours, with a second tour in the Gulf War. And all of them came back very different. And I started to step back and analyze it. And it's put me on this wonderful path of veteran advocacy, collecting veteran stories and sharing them so that the public can not only enjoy beautiful stories, but also share in the trauma that soldiers endure and come back changed. And one thing I'm always saying on my page and throughout the many different books is that war changes the soldier, but it changes the entire family too.
That's very true.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. So the more that all of us can understand and embrace the soldiers when they return, we can become a healthier society individually and collectively.
Right. Now, did you have experience writing before?
No, not really. Not outside of having worked in corporate world for 25 years in sales administration. I was a manager for a fragrance company, and I wrote emails to and acted as a liaison between the shipping department, accounting department, all the internal structure. But I was always very organized, and I knew how to fix problems. But never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would be publishing my own work.
I love it, because it's definite, you know, as we were just talking, it's definitely spirit driven. So I just find it very fascinating that you had all these experiences and while you're having them, you don't realize that there's such a greater purpose. And I feel that so many people out there sometimes don't understand that maybe they're experiencing things in their lives and for a reason. So you definitely, you know, as you were saying, you're surrounded by, you know, people in the military and that have been in war. And it, I mean, now you're the perfect spokesperson for that because you've lived it. And I love how Spirit uses your experiences to help other people. What is the, we only have a few minutes before we go to break, so I don't want to get cut off, but I want to quickly, maybe, how was the response to the first book that you wrote? How was that response? Did people write you saying that, you know, they found it healing and helpful? Because I just feel that it was overwhelming.
Well, I didn't have a website until just the last 6 months. I finally put an author website together.
Uh-huh.
And so I had very limited contact. I think there's been some reviews. They're all on Amazon, by the way.
Okay.
All the books are available on Amazon. But the reviews I got were very, very good. I have shipped several copies to people who are having difficulty within their own families.
Nice.
And I sent them complimentary copies just because I wanted to know, and this is the message throughout that book, that you are not alone. If you have a dysfunctional situation or a dysfunctional family or family member, you are not alone, and you can rise above it. And when difficult, we all have difficult things that happen throughout life. Try to look at it this way. It gives you great copy for writing your own story. And you can keep a journal, write down your thoughts and feelings. It does help. It really does help to lift the burden and helps you step outside of yourself a bit, which is very important to kind of remove yourself from the drama that's taking place.
Okay, well, we're going to break, and when we come back, we'll jump right back into this. See you soon.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on Old Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on oldtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Vicki Snyder of VickiSnyder.com, and I'm interviewing my very special guest, author Jenny LaSala. We were talking about her first book, and I guess what I want to hop into is when did you realize this was this journey of yours of writing and being an author and an advocate for veterans was your life purpose? How did that come on? How did that unfold to you, Jenny?
Well, if I may,
sure.
Reach back several years. This was after my father passed away in 1999, and I was very distraught and very sad. I had simply adored him. And I remember when I would go to bed at night and I would pray. I would pray to God. And I remember praying, saying, please, I want to do something to help people, but I don't know what to do. And I remember vividly having this prayer, and I said it many times, and then I had forgotten about it. I went on about living my life as we all have to do. And after the passing of my mother in 2010, that's when I started blogging and eventually published My Family Compass. And then when I published Comes a Soldier's Whisper, that's when something interesting started taking place. It's as though the book became a life form within itself. And the book started doing very well on Amazon, and people were contacting me through the Facebook page, which I generated as a result of the book by the same name, Comes a Soldier's Whisper. People started commenting on the daily posts, and I started interacting with them, many of whom were veterans and families of veterans, and they were all saying the same thing. Things like, my father served in World War II and he would not talk about it. Or my grandpa served in Vietnam and he couldn't talk about it. But then they began remembering things that their fathers, uncles, or grandfathers did say, and they would share them with me. So I started interacting with them and asking for their service photos and just featuring their family members on my page. Well, it just took on a life form all of its own.
Yeah, how many people do you have that like your page? It's quite a few.
I just hit 41,000 followers last week.
That is just awesome.
It's quite amazing, it's only been 3 years that I created it.
It's such a huge reach and such a service you're doing for people. As I'm sitting here and just listening to you talk, I have the chills just going all through me because I just can see how it's a voice and an outlet for people, family members. You know, as you said, if we can help heal families and veterans, it just makes for a much better world for everyone. And it's such a wonderful work you're doing.
Yeah, I do feel that it is. And then finally, and it was only a couple of months ago, I remember the prayer that I kept saying to God all those years ago. And then it's like the skies opened up and I said, oh my God, you answered my prayer. I'm doing what I was praying for.
Isn't that awesome? And I'm sure it's much better than you thought that it would be as well, because I believe definitely we're usually given better than what we ask for.
I believe that with all my heart.
Yeah.
I never could have imagined anything like this. And I was told, I had a reading about 2 years ago, and this was after I published Comes a Soldier's Whisper. And that gentleman actually told me, he said, you don't see it now, because I didn't think I was going to publish a third or a fourth or a fifth. He said, you're going to be talking to veterans. You're going to have many, many men and women crying before you.
Right.
And it's true. I've had them reach out to me, call me, and cry on the phone to me. I can see their tears just by what they write on the Facebook page. I've had the men and women that I've showcased in my last book contact me by messaging, saying how this has opened up their lives by sharing their stories. It's lifted a tremendous burden from their hearts just to know that somebody cares, that people want to hear their stories. It's so rewarding to know that people are healing and they're feeling better.
And I think that's awesome. And I think it's also great for our listeners to hear how Spirit is using you as a voice to heal so many people. And that is, it could happen to anyone at any time. I mean, you did not come into this world thinking that this was your purpose. You were working, as you said, you know, sales and administration, and Spirit just, here you go, it's time, you know, and so many people need that inspiration to know that it can happen at any time. And Spirit works in big ways as well. So don't ever doubt yourself.
Yes, yes. That's very important too. Don't ever doubt yourself. And when you have a thought, or, you know, you've heard these cliches, oh, I had a gut feeling, or I forget some of the other sayings, but that gut feeling is there for a reason. That's Spirit guiding you.
Right.
It's not just your gut talking to you. That is Spirit saying, go here now. Do this now. It can just be in the form of a thought or a feeling.
Yeah.
And I have learned to trust it. I used to dismiss it all my life. And I've learned to embrace it and listen. And the more you listen and open yourself up, you'll receive more and more messages in the way of, if you can identify with it as a gut feeling, if you will.
Right. And I know we were talking that you have vision, so that would be clairvoyant, and you get just a thought or feeling that comes through, and yes. and you trust it and you act on it. And the more you do that, it's true, the more heightened it will be, and more will come. You're so right with that.
Yes, yes. And, you know, when it started happening for me, I just dismissed it. I thought, oh, I'm just imagining. But when it continued to happen, and it didn't even happen a great deal, and I can tell you this for a fact, that if it was my imagination, it was always a pleasant experience. And I couldn't make it happen if I willed it. It comes, they come to you when they're ready.
Yep.
You cannot will it. It doesn't work that way.
No, it really doesn't.
But for me, I'll just see images. And I've always been a very visual kind of gal. I like images. I use images in every one of my posts. I think they're very important because photographs and images speak volumes. And I think they have an important message too. But I showcase and feature veterans from all different wars, peacetime, wartime, it doesn't matter. Anyone who wants to share a family member who's passed on, or if they're still living, I'd like to honor them on the Facebook page. And it's lovely.
So people can just contact you through there, through Facebook.
Yes.
Comes a Soldier's Whisper. And can they just post things themselves, or do they send you a message, or how do they?
They can do either. They can just post. There's a place to post. And as soon as they post, it moves to the left side of the page where I check every day and I click, and then I have to share it to the main timeline.
Okay.
So, or they can click on message and it comes right to my inbox. They can message me and say, look, I have a grandfather who served, or my father served here, and they can upload their photos. And then I might message them back and forth, asking them a few questions, because I like to get a little bit of a story. And then I post it for them.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that just helps so many people.
It really does. 2 days ago, actually, it's still pinned to the top of the Veteran Tribute page. It's a beautiful short story that was sent to me by a 17-year-old young man. His brother served in Afghanistan, and his brother came home from the war, and his brother unfortunately could not deal with the post-traumatic stress and his severe depression, and committed suicide when he was only 11. And this young man shared a picture of his older brother,
mm-hmm.
And I said, well, before I post the story, tell me about your brother. What was he like before he went into service? Because I wanted the good memory, too.
Right.
But this sweetheart of a 17-year-old young man follows my page, and he reached out to share a picture of his brother, and then I got him to share a little bit more about his brother. And people, you can see they're crying just reading it. But it's a loving story. It's a beautiful story, too.
Right.
You know.
Well, we have a few minutes before we go to break. So I guess just in a few minutes, what does the writing do for you personally? With each book that you write, are you getting healing? I mean, how does that work for you?
Well, for each book I've done so far, the best comparison I can give you is that I have two adult children, and I love each one dearly. But it's like giving birth to a new child each time.
Oh, jeez.
every time, because it's a labor of love.
All right.
It takes me about 9 months to 12 months to get the book ready. And then when I launch it, it's like giving birth because I'm so excited. I don't know how people are going to quite react to it. I love each and every book for a different reason. And yes, I do heal. I heal a little more and a little differently, but I get back tenfold because I see the reactions from people. I'm very, very proud of When Daddy Comes Home, my first military children's book.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from break, so don't get too involved because that's such a I am just so excited for you for that book. So we're definitely going to go into the next segment discussing that in detail.
Okay.
I guess we're going to be going to break now. So we'll see you in a few minutes, and we'll be talking about When Daddy Comes Home. Stay tuned.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back to Divine Angel Messages. This is Vicki Snyder of VickiSnyder.com, and I am interviewing my very special guest, author Jenny LaSala. You can reach Jenny at www.JennyLaSala.com, and she spells her name JennyLaSala. And in this segment, we're going to talk about her children's book that came out last May, and it's called When Daddy Comes Home. And so what? How did that come about? How did you decide to write a children's book?
Well, I literally woke up one day and said to myself, I have to do a children's book. And actually what inspired me to do that is my now 4-year-old granddaughter, Gia. And I had a picture of her on my desk and I thought, you know, that would make a great children's book cover. And then I decided to wrap the storyline text around a little girl, Gia. And so I called it When Daddy Comes Home. And it's a sweet little book, 25 pages long, for ages, I would say anywhere from 2 to 8, maybe.
Okay.
It's about a little girl whose daddy comes home and they take walks in the park and they play basketball and, you know, they just do all the fun things that a daddy would do with his child. And then the storyline takes you where daddy becomes deployed and he becomes a soldier. He goes to Afghanistan to help the people there. And it shows mommy and Gia sending care packages, talking on Skype and communicating until at one point mommy tells little Gia that when daddy comes home, he's going to need our special love and care because that's what families do when they love each other. And I knew I had to try to talk on a child's level. And I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to do that.
That would be hard, I think.
I think I accomplished it. I kept it quite simple.
Uh-huh.
And yet there's a message because I felt it was important to have a message for the child throughout the book and definitely a message at the end. So as they go to greet daddy at the airport, it shows them embracing daddy at the airport in a wheelchair where daddy has lost his leg. And the impact when the reader turns the page, of course, they see, oh no, daddy's been hurt. But the family maintains joy. And the family shows the child, the reader, that Gia's able to do all the same things that she did with daddy before he was injured. They still take walks in the park. They still play basketball, you know, from his wheelchair. And it takes you through the motions where he had also lost his hearing and he had to learn sign language. So it shows the child, the family learning sign language and how to say, I love you in American Sign Language. So I tried to weave as much as I could without, you know, with maintaining the simplicity of it. And then it shows that daddy gets fitted with a prosthetic leg. And that they're able to maintain the lives that they had before. Right. And what I'm very proud of is that I connected with an organization called Children of Fallen Patriots. And I now donate a portion of the proceeds from this book to their fabulous organization. They have a Facebook page also, Children of Fallen Patriots. And those funds that they raise go to educating the children who have lost a mother or father in battle.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I'm very, very proud of that. And I am doing a sequel called When Mommy Comes Home, hopefully November of this year. And that will be a different storyline about a mother who becomes deployed and what their journey is with her child. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, I will also tie in a portion of the proceeds to be donated to that wonderful, wonderful organization. They're educating these children through college.
That's great. So I just want to let the listeners know that your books can all be purchased at Amazon.com,
yes,
or BarnesandNoble.com.
Yes.
So please go and support, especially when you are giving proceeds to that wonderful organization.
Yes.
And I just think this book is wonderful, as it really opens the door for families to communicate about the differences and in a simple way that kids can understand.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I dedicated the book in the very beginning of the book. I dedicated the book to our now 5 grandchildren. And because some of the children. We've got two Vietnam vet grandpas in the family. Three great-great-grandfathers fought in the Civil War. So, but even for children whose family has not served in the military, it opens the door for the children to read and understand maybe they have friends whose
exactly
family have served. We need to open the door of communication. And children are like sponges. They want to learn. They want to talk about everything. And we shouldn't close the lid to any of these things. None of this should be a taboo topic. It should all be out in the open.
Exactly. And I think sometimes, you know, like, well, this was the daddy coming home. So maybe mommy is having a hard time dealing with the changes herself and, mm-hmm. and doesn't know what to say. So this can definitely help open that door.
Absolutely. You know, yes.
And get through some of the own emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's just wonderful. I think you're going to do really well with it. It just feels so successful because, kids just, I think they get left behind a lot. With this type of thing.
Yes, and unfortunately, I don't know, but my gut feeling again. my gut feeling or maybe spirit is saying that children, they know when they're supposed to not ask. They just seem to know when something is considered taboo.
Exactly.
And
we do.
We want to try and peel those layers away from them and make it easier for the child to ask questions and talk about these things. But there is a book, and Vicki, you had even mentioned it to me some time ago,
okay.
that you could see me doing a children's book about the death of a parent.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite ready for that.
It'll come.
I recognize the fact that we have to do things in stages when we're ready.
Exactly. Yeah. But
I'm not worried about it. It will come when it's time.
It very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's important. It's another important one. But I do think getting some of these other ones under your belt is good.
Absolutely.
And the illustrations look so cute.
Yes. Yes, I had a lot of input there. I had to give them type notes on exactly what I wanted and page every frame, and they nailed it. They did a great job.
Yeah, it looks very cute.
They really did, even down to the uniforms and flowers and squirrels and rabbits running in the yard.
Yeah. So before we go to break, I did want to talk about, do you have any experiences of working with children?
Oh,
or
yes.
Or the parents speaking about it, or what has the response been to this book? I know it hasn't been quite a year out, but...
I'm so glad you mentioned that because it was about 3 months ago, and I have it posted on the www.whendaddycomeshome.com.
Oh, okay.
Every
it has a website for that, for the book.
Every one of my books has its own website.
Good to know, yeah.
When going to the children's book website, www.whendaddycomeshome.com, on the very first frame, you're going to see a video that I have added from a visit to a school. They had me talk to 80 pre-K school children.
Aww.
Do you know I was more nervous talking to them than any adult? Because I didn't know what I was going to ask. But I can't tell you how fabulous it was. They brought all these children in and sat them on the floor in the cafeteria. I was sitting up on stage. My twin 5-year-old grandsons were part of the pre-K program, and they came up and sat alongside of me while I read the book open to the children. I had a question-answer segment. It's all on video. It is darling.
Aww.
When I asked the children, I want you to raise your hands if you know anybody in the military. Do you know at least 15 or 20 of them raise their hands?
Wow.
Do you know that these 5-year-olds knew what a soldier was?
That's fantastic.
When you go and watch the video, it's going to knock you out to see their answers. I felt like I was on Art Linkletter.
Oh.
Maybe your audience is too young to remember. But they were just precious and so knowledgeable. And they displayed such a pride. Oh, my mommy, she's in the service now. She's in the Army. I mean, I wasn't ready for that. And we had such a wonderful time. And I had handmade 80 out of construction paper as a project for them, the teachers to give them to write their own book.
Aww.
So I put them together with yarn. It was only 6 pages.
Yeah.
I told them, I want you to color, make your own cover. You draw a picture, and you draw pictures throughout, and you make your own book. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a lot of fun. So, yes, you can visit my website, and when you scroll just underneath each book, they each have their own website.
Oh, okay.
And you'll see interviews, book reviews, excerpts. So you can read to your heart's content, you know, before you make a decision to purchase.
Yeah. That's fantastic. When did you say you were going to have the second children's book out?
November.
Oh, so that's, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Great.
And then last October, I launched my fifth book, which is Never Forgotten, The Vietnam Veteran 50 Years Later, because it's 50 years ago, believe it or not. And that showcases 69 Vietnam veterans telling their stories in their own words. And they are compelling, brave, brave men and women. I actually feature 2 donut dollies. A lot of people don't know that they even existed. These were college-educated women in the 60s who had to be interviewed and hired by the Red Cross and then screened by the Army before they were sent over to Vietnam. And their main mission, their sole mission, was to boost the morale of the American soldiers while they were there.
We're going to break right now, so we'll pick that up when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Divine Angel Messages. This is Vicki Snyder of VickiSnyder.com, and I am speaking with a very special guest, author Jenny LaSala. And we were talking about, before we went to break, about her last book, Never Forgotten. So we'll pick up there. And I do want to, in this segment, talk a little bit about what else is coming up for you in writing. So what more were you going to say about Never Forgotten?
Oh, well, Never Forgotten, again, I'm very, very proud of this book. It was a very emotional journey putting this book in particular together. And I say that because I was in close communication with several hundred Vietnam veterans. I shared a lot of their stories on the Facebook page, Comes a Soldier's Whisper. And then I had the difficult task of picking those stories that were going to appear in the book. It was difficult.
It sounds it.
But I had to narrow it down, and I did that. They're wonderful stories. Each one is very different from the next. I actually included, like I said, two stories of donut dollies who only went over there armed with smiles, nothing more. But they, too, were exposed to the Agent Orange spray. That was an insecticide that they sprayed all the vegetation in the fields so that they could break through and see where the enemy was. But in the process, they never imagined that that was going to have a terrible negative and health hazard effect on the soldiers when they returned home. So, a matter of fact, two of Vietnam veterans, one that's showcased in the book Vietnam and Beyond, and the other one that's in Never Forgotten, they passed away. Mm. So I was able to add a tribute to their stories in the book.
Nice. And so what is coming up for you?
What is coming up? Well, I've got a lot going on right now. I'm collecting stories from Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. And I'm hoping to do a publication in 2017 about the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans as well.
And if you I'm sorry, I want to interrupt. If people want to be a part of this, can they just go to your website and contact you through that if they have maybe a story that they would like to share that maybe you could use?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If they know someone, or if you're an Iraq or Afghanistan veteran, and you all have a story to tell. Every soldier has a story. You can contact me through my website, www.jennylasala.com, or you can message me through the Comes a Soldier's Whisper Facebook page. I'm always available. I respond quite quickly, and we can message that way. I do have an interview questionnaire form that I like to send out, but we can exchange emails when the time's appropriate to do that.
Wonderful.
But I'm hoping to do a special publication for their group as well next year.
Great.
I'm also working on doing a 1-hour documentary for Vietnam veterans who are from the Rochester, New York area. And I'm hoping that will air on PBS in Rochester also in 2017, because they're launching a special dedication to the Vietnam veterans next year.
That's just wonderful. That's a great opportunity.
Yes, yes. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. And it's interesting because as you talk, I keep feeling that, you know, now you're going to do a documentary. I just feel like there's a lot more coming that you are not aware of yet. Spirit has a lot more in store.
Well, like I said, I did the first two books really for my family so that my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren can read about my father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the floodgates open up, and I'm just following.
Yeah, good for you.
You know, and I don't see that I'm stopping anytime soon.
Good. Now, do you have any tips out there for the listeners that maybe want to have a story to tell, or want to get into writing, or that had to have been quite a process to figure out how to go about doing that? and how to start. Where did you start? I mean, I know you said you're an organized person, but for the everyday person who might not be as organized, what kind of tip do you have?
Well, the best tip that I can share with you, and even being a visual person and an organized person, which I am, and I'm a creature of habit. I'm very methodical. I like order. But the best tip I can give anyone is to start a blog, blogspot.com. It's free. It's very user-friendly. You can do it anonymously. If you're shy or timid about, well, I don't want anyone knowing I'm writing, do it anonymously. Create a title, and you can go and write there, and you can upload pictures because, again, I need a visual. It's very boring for me to just go to Microsoft Word document and type. That's so boring. Create a blog for yourself, upload pictures, and you can write once a day, or you can visit to do a new post once a week. But if you are thinking you'd like to publish a book one day, try to always keep that in mind and write in chapter format. Don't worry about page numbers or any of that. Just try to write, and each, say you write a story once a week. Keep in mind that you're writing chapters as you're writing.
Okay.
And
that's
then
a great tip.
And then always give every new posting a heading, a title, like you would in a book.
Okay.
And then in 9 months or a year, you will have enough data to copy and paste to a manuscript, to a Word document, because that's all you need to submit to a publishing firm. Now, I'm a self-published author. I'm not published by Random House or Penguin House. Those are huge publishing houses.
Okay.
Now, you can submit your work to a very large publishing house. Many times people are turned down. I decided, because I write for myself. I really do this for me and to heal. But the beauty, the upside of being a self-published author is that you own all of your work 100%. And Random House, Penguin House, the larger publishing companies are always looking at all the self-published authors. If they see a book that they want to pick up, they might, if they like it, they might republish it under their brand.
Oh, okay.
And the door is really open for you then. But I don't write to make money.
Right.
That's the icing on the cake if you end up selling your books. Comes a Soldier's Whisper started selling. Never Forgotten is actually doing better than Comes a Soldier's Whisper. But I think because now that I have 5 books out, people are starting to find out about the kind of work I do. And I think that's why the 5th book is doing better than the others. It's just getting more recognition. But
right.
as people read that and see that I do have other books, you know, it opens the door for you a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's great. Thank you for sharing that, because that's some really great information. So
yeah.
What is your hope from writing and sharing your books? What do you hope comes from it for other people or for yourself?
Well,
you've only got like 3 minutes left in the show, unfortunately.
My hope and my true desire is to spread the love and for everybody to heal. Because, and I don't want anyone to ever think they're alone. You know, when you're feeling sad, or you have a traumatic event in your life, or the loss of a loved one, it can be devastating. And of course we feel alone, but you're never alone. And when you share your stories and you read, that's why I read, and that's why I write and share other stories, because it's so fascinating. It always reminds me I'm not alone, and I'll never walk alone again. For a long time, I felt alone, but that was my choice, because I was afraid, with all my shyness and intimidation, I was afraid to step outside of myself. Step outside of yourself. There's a whole world out there, and you have so much to share and to teach, We're all teachers. We're all teachers and students at the same time.
Very true.
And so that's my message. I want to hopefully share the love and do a lot of healing.
Wonderful. I think your books are really are doing that, and your Facebook page and everything else you're doing is just spirit is just really using you to heal. And it's so wonderful to see.
Well, I'm listening. I have an open heart, and I consider myself just a conduit, a vessel.
Yeah.
And until we go home again, and you know what I mean by that.
Yes, but definitely.
Until we go home.
The same thing. And that's interesting how spirit uses me as a medium to get the messages out. They use you as a voice. You know, it's just interesting how it's different for everyone.
Yes.
And it's just so inspiring to listen to you, because this is, been a short time that you've been doing this writing, and it's just look how far you've come and how many people you've touched. It's just so awesome. And I think you nailed it by saying you have an open heart. And I think is the more you have an open heart, the more it flows as well.
Yes, yes. And remember, like attracts like. And
yep.
If you have an open and loving heart, you're going to attract the same. And, we're out there.
Yeah. Well, it's been so great speaking with you. I know we're going to probably run out of time here. So I can't thank you enough for being a guest. And I want to remind people that they can reach you at www.jennylasala.com. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com
in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics.
Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.